Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. James Brown, a.k.a. Clint Sweat, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. Ladies and gentlemen, we back. New episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. Before I get into it, I got some announcements to make. Here's three announcements, and then we're going to get it moving into the topic. Announcement number one, ladies and gentlemen, the last episode of Side by Side is out. Last episode is out, episode 105. So what y'all about to do? We conclude the series, the season, with a little cliffhanger, and then we're going to come back once quarantine is over, Side by Side, season two, tap in. If y'all haven't donated to the show, if you want to donate to the show, if you want to donate to all of our hard work, please do that. Go to hashtag Side by Side Show. Again, that's hashtag Side by Side Show. Hit me up, all right? Or go to everybody. Don't just go to me. Go to the whole fucking crew, all right? It wasn't the whole crew. It was three of us, me, Jazz, and Tony. Anyway, next thing is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm dropping this show called The World Series of Spades. I've been talking about it, I got my trailer done. We got the episodes done. What I want to do is I want to start a World Series of Spades group chat even before this hit the streets. If you play spades, if you listen to this podcast and you play spades, I want you to text me and I'm gonna get you in the spades group chat. You're going to be in the World Series of Spades group chat, all right? Now, this ain't like the advice from a fuckboy group chat. This is spades only. Now, I'm not saying all you got to do is talk about spades. But won't be no talking about pussies and stuff. Spades, who playing, who live in what city? Let's meet up. You and your partner get with me and my partner, and we do some shit. Because I, you know what, man? I like spades so much, and spades is personal to me and my dad, that we're going to do this. So if you want to join the spades group chat, 213-358-9861. Again, that's 213-358-9861. All right. And then the trailer's coming out on Friday. Share that shit. All right. Here we go. My topic today was going to be about dating down. I was going to talk about how men and women date down. You're not dating somebody on your level. Some of y'all call it equally yoked. All right. Some of y'all call it equally yoked. That's what I was going to do initially. All right. But then a very good friend of mine tapped in while I was on Instagram Live. I'm on Instagram Live right now, actually, right? He tapped in and he gave me a story about a girl he was vibing with, all right? He gave me a story about a girl that he was vibing with, a girl that he liked, a girl that he was feeling, right? And now he's telling me what's going on. And you know what? As men and as friends, we got to do this. I'm not going to put his name out there. He knows who he is. He's still on my live. Bro, you're going to listen to this podcast. You're going to watch this. I'm going to hold you accountable. You a fuckboy. This is my man. But you low-key did some, like, I'm listening and putting piece together. Now, again, I don't have the whole story because he didn't, because we didn't confide in this offline. But I am going to talk about it here and what I know. Here's where the fuckboyisms came. Here's where the fuckboyism came in, bro. The fuckboyism came in when you said, no, I don't have no expectations. And it's kind of on some, it is what it is shit. Women, fellas, I'm gonna drop some game on you real quick. Fellas, I'm gonna drop some game on you real quick. Devon, I love you, bro. I said I wasn't gonna say his name, but Devon, I love you, brother. You my man. Let me tell y'all something. Devon has invested in my films silently. Y'all don't know that. So that's how y'all know that's my man. When he flies to LA, he stays in my house. With that being said, right? With that being said, here we go. Right? Bro, I love you, but here's what you did. Women do not like it is what it is. Women do not like limbo. Women do not like gray area. Women like black. Women like white. Women like black. Women like white. It either is what it is or it ain't what it ain't. Do not have me in the gray area. Because if you put me in the gray area, then now this is where women like assurance. Women like assurance. Women like to know what it is. Fellas, anytime a woman has ever gotten mad at you, it's because they didn't know what it is. When I was younger, bro, I'm gonna go back. Oh my God, watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Let me tell you how good I am. I learned this years ago. Without being in a relationship. I learned this when I was 7 years old. I used to get in trouble a lot in school. My mother is a black woman. My mother is crazy. But let me tell you what my mother does. My mother says to me, Clinton, if you're about to go to this parent-teacher conference, you better fucking tell me what's going on before your teacher tells me what's going on. Because when your teacher tells me what's going on, now I got a problem because you embarrass me and I don't know what the fuck I look stupid. Clinton, if you know your teacher gonna tell me some bullshit, fucking tell me. Fucking tell me. Because it's going to be worse. So with that being said, when you say things like, I don't have no expectations, when you say things like, it is what it is, when you say things like, man, I do what I want, blah, 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 blah. When you say things like that, nigga, that shit is triggering. It's not that you technically did anything wrong. Maybe you don't have any expectations, brother. And I believe you. You're not lying. You're not lying. You don't have expectations. And there's nothing wrong with that, bro. But on the other hand, don't defend yourself because you're not wrong. What I'm saying is I'm getting you to look at it from her perspective and why she feels the way she feels. She feels the way she feels because you were moving weird. Fellas, we're not going to sit here and act like women's intuition is bullshit. Let's not do that. All right, bro? We're not going to act like women's intuition is bullshit. It's not. They be right. If you think I'm fucking sis, I probably am. If you think I'm fucking, I probably am. Now, I'm not saying it's always a fact, but women's intuition doesn't come from nowhere. Women's intuition comes from a lot of things that happen in our situation, and now it led me to believe this conclusion. Bro, fellas, this is why this podcast is for us. Fellas, this is why the podcast is for us. Fellas, I'm not telling you nothing. I'm giving you the cheat codes. My sisters done told me this. Now I'm reporting to y'all. Ladies, fellas, girls, guys, men, women, female, male, whatever you identify as. But I'm talking to you, fellas. Understand that this is how they think. And I want y'all to be as equipped and prepared for battle as I am. And I still don't know shit. So ladies, or so fellas, you moving funny. Women gonna call us out when we move funny. We're moving funny. Women, like, women know that men are habits, are creatures of habit. Men do the same thing over and over again. And the problem is, when you switch up, they notice. You don't think they notice, but they do. Nigga, women know as something as simple as how you kiss if you've been kissing another bitch. Ladies, am I right or wrong? Women know how you kiss them if you've been kissing somebody else. Come on, man. Y'all, okay. All right, fellas. All right, fellas. We ain't got to talk about that. Women know, dog. They not stupid. The problem is the women are tired of us insulting their intelligence.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
That's what it is. That's why women be mad. They don't be mad because they ain't mad that you fucking around. They mad that you assaulting their intelligence. Like this, women be really in group chats like, yo, this nigga really think I'm stupid. That's what women be. Women be in group chats, literally, this nigga think I'm stupid. And then you know what happens? Then you know what happens, fellas? Pay attention, fellas. Fellas, if you paying attention, fellas, give me the notepad emoji right now. Fellas, give me the notepad emoji. Here we go. Fellas, women, they be in the group chat like, this nigga think I'm dumb. And then their friends is hyping them up. Their friends is hyping them up. And then you know what? It goes from, this nigga thinks I'm stupid, to now, this nigga got me fucked up. And now when we got you fucked up, now it's World War V. Fellas, we got to stop. Okay. Fellas, y'all know. Fellas, take notes. Fellas, women be in there. Women know, dog. They not stupid. Women know. A girl told me one time, right? Girl told me one time, she came to visit me. She surprised me, popped up on me, right? I had somebody else with me. Now, we're in a casual situation at the time, blah, 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 blah. And she says, I know that chick over there was something more to you than what you're saying. And I'm like, why you say that? And she was like, because I was that girl. And I'm like, oh. That's not saying she right or wrong, but she, now I'm sorry. Because now I'm like, fellas, they be knowing, dog. Fellas, women be fucking knowing, dog. And we be in here, we be on the dumb shit. Nigga, we be on the dumb shit. Nigga, they be knowing. So fellas, if they be knowing, we gotta start knowing. That's all I'm saying. Listen, fellas. Please, if you want me to be the leader and teacher, let me lead the way. All right? Let me lead the way, fellas. I got you. Women be knowing. So now we gonna be knowing. All right? Fellas, we about to start knowing. Fellas, we gonna be up on game. Fellas, we gonna be prepared to be in battle when it's time. Because women, bro, when fellas, we need to start knowing. And here's how we start. By looking at it from their perspective. Do you really know all women want when they call you out on some bullshit? Do you really want to know what women, all women want when they call you out on your bullshit? You know all women want? Just for you to say, I see where you're coming from. I can see that. I can see that. That's all they want. Nigga, that's all they want. When you say those words, I can see that. Nigga, I can see that make women wet. I can see that. When they call you out on some serious bullshit and you take a, you say, I can see that. I can see it that way. I'm not agreeing. I'm not saying you're right. I can see that. That's all they want you to do. They want you to see it. That's it. And be honest. That's it. Bro, if y'all not like, yo, I never forget a girl asked me one time, like, yo, we just fucking, Clint, look, you ain't got a lot of me, all right? I live here in this city. You're a good-looking young man. I'm not even going to pretend I know what the fuck you got going on the road. Just do me a favor. Respect me. Put a condom on. Respect me. But stop lying. Stop lying. Stop lying. Now, ladies, I'm about to talk to you for a second. All right? I'm about to talk to you for a second. Don't sit here and tell me you want the truth and you get mad at the truth. All right? Now, and here's what I mean by that. Here's what I mean by that. Let's say you ask me, did you sleep with Brittany? Did you sleep with Brittany? And we're in a relationship. I tell the truth. Yes, I slept with Brittany. You are allowed to get mad at that. Fellas, she's allowed to get mad at that. You do not get cool points for being honest about doing fuck shit. Do you hear me, fellas? Fellas, you said you had the notepad out. I saw the notepad emojis. Fellas, if you do fuck shit, you can't be, you don't hit her with the, oh, but I was honest. That ain't, no, bro. No, bro. All right? That's a bad example. She's allowed to be mad at that. She's allowed to flip out on you. That truth is okay. Now, here's the truth you're not allowed to get mad at. If we're not exclusive, if we're not in a relationship, and you ask me, am I dealing with other women? I will tell you yes. Now, is that going to change how you move? That's the question. Is not are you cool with it? The question is, does that change how you move in our dating? In our dating. That's the question. It ain't the question. That's the conversation niggas really need to be having. That's the conversation niggas really need to be having. It ain't the question of are you sleeping or are you dealing with other people. The question is that going to change how you and I are moving forward? Because this is why fellas aren't honest about it. Ladies, now I'm about to hold you accountable. The reason why fellas aren't honest about sleeping with other women is because we know if we're not exclusive or if it's not just you and I, what's going to happen is I tell you I'm sleeping with other women, you're going to get mad and then you're going to fall back. You're going to fall back. But if you told us that you were sleeping with other men and you asking us why we worry, or you don't give us the same respect. So let's look, ladies, I've held fellas accountable on this podcast today. I started the conversation off with yo, we need to do better. Now can we get that from y'all, women, ladies? Can we get that from y'all? Can we get that from y'all? What do you mean it's not always true? Okay, of course it's not always true. Now we deflecting. Okay, all right. Just like it's not always true that men be gaslighting bitches, but we're having that conversation right now. What's true is a lot of men feel uncomfortable telling the truth because we know if we tell the truth, it is going to change how you move with us. Ladies, am I right or wrong? If a man told you he was seeing other women, you are going to change how you move with him. You're going to fall back. You're not, you know what you're going to say, right? I'm not competing. I'm not competing. Y'all say that. Y'all tell us you're not competing. So don't act like it's a one-sided thing. If you know that we're sleeping with other women, that's why a lot of guys aren't honest about it. So, ladies, what I'm asking you to do is, from now on, if you ask me if I sleep with other women, do not let that change how you move forward. Because the thing is, if you want to be exclusive, why would I give more than I'm receiving? I hear that. What if you're not giving more than you're receiving? Now let's have that conversation. Do you want to be exclusive? You are a grown-ass woman with a grown-ass mouth. Do you? You can ask me straight up, Clint, are you sleeping with other women? Lady, yes, I am. Okay, do you want to continue sleeping with other women or do you want to be exclusive with me? Because I want to be exclusive with you. If I say no, then you can move differently. If I say no, you can move differently. But that just me answering that question and then you like, and you're going to sit there and you're going to pout? You going to sit there and you going to fucking pout? Stop fucking pouting. Don't be in your feelings. Ask the question. Ladies, I'm asking you for some accountability right now. Can I get that? All right. You know, my cousin Dania just said it best. Dania just said it best. Dania said that question should only come up when discussing exclusivity. Absolutely. So don't ask me if I'm fucking somebody else if you don't want to have the exclusive conversation. Don't ask me that question if you don't want to have that conversation. Ask me the question. Ask me the question when you're ready to say, okay, you're fucking other women? I'm not okay with that. My feelings are hurt. I can be in them for a moment. You're absolutely right.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
But don't never text me again. Come out your feelings, maybe a day, a week. Say, hey, Clinton, how you doing? I'm good. How you doing? Come on. If we calling a spade, we got to call a spade a spade. If a woman is asking that question, she does want to be exclusive. And here's the problem with men and women. Y'all assuming that we know that. Y'all are assuming that we know that. You're assuming that we know you're asking us if we're fucking other women because you want to be exclusive. No, maybe you're just asking the question because, bitch, you fucking nosy. We don't know that. If you want to be exclusive and you want to ask the question, ask. Don't just hit me with the, oh, we asking, you should know why we asking. No, we should not know why you asking anything. Talk to me, sis. Come and talk to me. I'm not singing a song. You get it. Talk to me. I'm not assuming nothing. Ladies, y'all don't assume. I ain't assuming a mother. I ain't assuming shit. Ask the direct question. Don't hit me with no roundabout shit. Gonna ask, oh, well, but I did ask you. No, you asked me if I was fucking other women. You didn't ask me if you wanted me to be exclusive with you. No, we want you to say, I want you to be exclusive. Then that's why you get let the fuck down. And then you're going to run around and tell your friends that we sorry or we messed up. No, You're assuming bullshit. You're assuming that we, like, that's problematic. Nobody's going to check sis in the comments. Like, that's problematic. You're going to ask me if I'm fucking somebody else. You say, yeah, and we want you to say, I want to be exclusive. What kind of bullshit is that? That's crazy. So, come on. That's not it. That's not it. I'm not assuming a goddamn thing. I'm 32. Y'all want to be grown. How you grown and want niggas to assume shit? What kind of grown shit is that? That's not, no. That's bullshit. I'm grown. No, ask me. I'm not assuming a goddamn thing. Nah, fuck that. And if you think I'm supposed to assume, man. No. My name is Clint Coley. Fellas, now women are over here in their feelings. And listen, if you listen to this, fellas, in your Honda or your Beeman or your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend or your Benz, women are on my live right now as telling me that we should, no, I'm not assuming shit. I'm not assuming a goddamn thing. If you ask me a question, I'm answering that question. I'm not fucking, no. Fellas, now, this is what happens when you give women an inch and they take a mile. Y'all have no idea what accountability means at all because you want me to read your mind. How unreal, like I saw a meme the other day and it said, I know this nigga heard me thinking about him. No, I didn't hear you thinking about me because I'm not Professor X. All right? I didn't hear you thinking about me. No. So I'm not going to assume that. All right? How many times do women want you to assume when it's beneficial for them? Don't assume I like you. Don't assume you fucking. Don't assume just because I say you got a nice haircut mean I want to be with you. Don't assume that. But assume when I'm asking you, are you fucking other women? Hey, women are crazy. Y'all are fucking crazy, yo. Y'all are fucking crazy, yo. Fellas, I literally just broke this down as if you don't understand it at this point, then you just ain't gonna get it. Y'all are fucking nuts. Come on, man. Y'all are fucking nuts. You want us to assume? Oh my God. I ain't assuming shit. So, okay. There's been about 20 women who's told me I have a nice haircut just now, right? Y'all told me I have a nice haircut. Now, out of all of y'all that told me I had a nice haircut, does that mean you want to fuck me? Does that mean you want, should I assume nice haircut means she's really saying she's trying to fuck? Yes or no? Ladies, answer the question honestly. Because you told me I had a nice haircut, does that mean that I assume, all right, that you want to fuck? I'm just going to ask a question. So I should assume you nice haircut mean pull your dick out. That's what that means? Absolutely not. No. Yes, you should assume. Okay. Now those are perverts. No. No. Right. Nice haircut means nice haircut. Doesn't mean pull your dick out. So I heard nice haircut. Guess where my dick is? Right here. In my pants. By itself. All right? With two balls. Chilling. How do I look toxic? Nobody, I didn't call you toxic, Bianca. Anyway. All right? So I'm not assuming that y'all trying to fuck because I got a nice haircut. Right? Not assuming. Now, so let's take that same logic and apply it to you asking me, are you fucking other women? Clinton, Are you having sexual intercourse with other women? Me. Yes. Then it's nothing. It's nothing. That's it. And I should assume you meant, hey, Clinton, do you want to be exclusive with me? That's what I should have assumed. This is not the same. This is not the same. This is absolutely the same. That's the same logic. That's the same motherfucking logic. That's whack. That's whack. Y'all not being fair. Y'all not being honest. Y'all know damn well this is dumb shit. Y'all know damn well this is dumb shit. It's not the same. Okay. Okay. We know who communicates well, and we know who's not. A lot of men aren't honest with that question. Because so if you were here earlier and you understood what I said, the point I'm making is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on this podcast talking, you know, the reason why men aren't honest about that question is because we know your actions are going to change after we answer that question. Honestly, you are allowed and you are entitled to that. But if you're asking me that question, don't just leave it as, oh, he's fucking other women. He doesn't care about me. It's no, he's fucking other women because he's single and he can do what he wants. He may care about you, but ask him, hey, do you want to be, are we exclusive? Can we be exclusive? If he does not want to do that, then you communicate it properly, ladies, and you ask him a question. And he gave a bullshit answer, and that's it. And it's time for you to move on. I'm all for that, ladies. But don't just, a lot of women be moving on too soon, and you didn't even give it a chance. You didn't even give it a chance. Because you assumed that because he's fucking other women, he don't like you. He's fucking other women because he's single. Not because he don't love you or he don't like you. Now, I get it, women. You want him to want to be exclusive. That's the thing. That's the underlining tone of all of this. That is the underlining tone of all of this. Women want men to assume at the right times, and they want to be exclusive. That is the underlining statement. That is the underlining issue. So now, when you don't meet that expectation, they get upset. Ladies, you are well within your right to want us to want to be exclusive with you. Fellas, that's really what it comes down to. Women feel rejected because they feel they've been taught that a lot of times a man knows what he wants. And if he does not know, and if he's telling me he does not know what he wants, then that means that he doesn't want me. Ladies, I got news for you, all right? In the age of you know, get this shit out of your head of what a man is and what a man is not, all right? In the age of mental health, in the age of being aware, in the age of being, you know, respecting each other's feelings and starting to realize, like, yo, we got past trauma. Fellas, I'm going to tell you this. It's okay to not know.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Fellas, it's okay to not know what you want. It's okay to not know if you want to be with her or not. You don't have to know that, but here's what you can't do. You can't not know and lead her on and still fuck. I said this earlier and I'm going to say it again. Fellas, you can't not know and fuck. You can't not know and say, oh, I want all your time. You can't not know and have one foot in and one foot out. All right, fellas? Now I'm holding you accountable. You see how this works, ladies? You see how this works? Now you're clapping because I'm holding the men accountable. He talking shit. But here we go. Fellas, if you know you don't know what you want, take a step back from the situation and say, I know I don't know. Is it okay if I have time tonight? Is it okay if I have some time? Now, in that time, ladies, you are allowed to do whatever you want. If you meet somebody and he's ready and I'm not, I lost. It is what it is. I lost. So, fellas, please know, if you ain't ready, there is somebody out there who is ready. But what you can't do is you can't waste her time and trying to figure out if you're ready or not. Y'all dig what I'm saying? Fellas, I'm giving you that task. You cannot not know what you want and then do things that imply that you know what you want. Can't do that. You are allowed to you are allowed to not know. You are allowed to have your thoughts and feelings, but you are not allowed to waste her time while you do that. While you're spiritually or healing or doing whatever you need to do to get ready, you are not allowed to waste her time in the process. Can we agree with that? Fellas, I only want to hear from fellas. Women, be quiet. Fellas, honest, let's hold each other accountable real quick. Fellas, look, we are allowed to not know. We are allowed to get our thoughts. We are allowed to collect how we feel, but we are not allowed to waste her time in the process. Fellas, we good with that? Fellas, are we good with that? All right, that's all I want to hear. I want to know, fellas, are we good with that? Just if you listen to this, say, Clint, we good with that. We good with that. We are allowed to not know. We are allowed to not be ready for a relationship. But we are not allowed to waste her time in that process. We're not allowed to do that. No wasted time. So you can't be working on yourself and trying to fuck. All right? You can't be working on yourselves and trying to fuck. That's all I'm saying. Now, as well as that, ladies, you know what? I'm going to tell you what line I'm fucking tired of with y'all. Ladies, do you know what line I'm tired of with y'all? Ladies, now, I'm going to address vibe in a second because niggas be overusing that word vibe. I'm going to address that in a second. But ladies, do you know what I'm really fucking sick and tired of with y'all? Can y'all stop saying it goes both ways? Every time we tell you something, your fucking favorite, fellas, am I right or wrong? Every time we try to tell them something, it goes both ways. Am I right or wrong? Fellas, am I right or wrong? Every time we tell y'all about yourselves, all y'all say is it goes both ways. It goes both ways. I'm sick of that. Don't fucking tell me it goes both ways. No. I'm talking to you. No. Because when you say it goes both ways, you're totally diminishing how we feel. Just so now it's, oh, it goes both ways. Yeah, you ain't allowed to do it either. Shut the fuck up. If you tell me it goes both ways, I'm out. I'm going to look in the camera when I say this, all right? That is the most disrespectful shit you can say when I have a grievance with you. We understand. No. See, here's the thing. And you know what's funny? You know what women are saying right now in my life? Do you know what women are saying right now? But it does, though. Yes, ladies, it always goes both ways. It always goes both ways. You're absolutely right. But you know why you say that. You say that to take the pressure. You know what? That is the fucking, somebody just said, it goes both ways equal all lives matter. That's exactly what the fuck it goes both ways is. That's exactly what the fuck it is. Women who say it goes both ways, y'all also on some all lives matter shit. Yes. It goes both ways diminishes how we feel and is deflecting the argument to us. And it's not fair. Ladies, I know for a fact that we are not allowed to cheat on you. We are not allowed to disrespect you. We're not. That goes both ways. But when you disrespecting me and you talking to me a certain kind of way or you doing something that I don't like, don't tell me it goes both ways. Sis, we talking about your behavior. We're not talking about it going both ways. We're not talking about it going both ways. We're talking about it affecting you and affecting me and affecting our relationship. So right now, it don't go both ways. Right now, it go one way, cutie pie. Some of y'all don't know what I just did right there. You'll catch up. But when women say it goes both ways, that's really, y'all really just trying to be like, ah. So ladies, can y'all be honest? When you say it goes both ways, you trying to deflect. Can you just be honest and say that? Can you be honest? I'm asking women to be accountable real quick. Ladies, if you're watching this, can you be honest and say, when I say it goes both ways, yes, I'm trying to be petty. Can you keep it a buck? Can you keep it a buck? I'm waiting to see what women say. All right, yes. Deflection. Sure, my nigga. No, I'm laughing because my cousin said, sure, my nigga. Like, I heard her saying it. Anyway, but yeah, it's petty. When I say it goes both ways, it's because I think you're sexist. Okay. Now, I'm not, no, okay. I mean, I'm not being sexist. I'm saying, it. Don't tell me it goes both ways when we're talking about your behavior. Oh, now it's whatever. You know what, man? Women, boy. Fellas, look, I just asked fellas not to waste y'all time. Every man in here was like, all right, Clint. Every man, literally, fellas, I asked y'all, can y'all not waste women's time? Every guy was like, yeah, bro. Guys was like, yeah. Y'all, like what? Fellas, we can't win. Fellas, we can't win. Fellas, we can't win, man. We can't win. Anyway, I love talking about stuff like this. I love talking about relationships, man. It makes me happy because I think that there is a communication breakdown between men and women. I think the reason that there is a communication breakdown with a lot of men and women, especially with black men and black women, because that's what I'm speaking on, the problem is that we're so angry with each other. Black women are angry at black men. Black men are angry at black women. What I try to do is, man, I try to bridge the gap. You know what I'm saying? I try to bridge the gap. It's going to be all right. Black women is going to be all right. Black men is going to be all right. We got to stop being angry. Get that hate out of our hearts and start to listen to each other and start to understand each other. That's all we doing. We don't like each other. Black women be mad at black men and black men be mad at black women. We get on y'all nerves and y'all get on our nerves. And we carry that to the next relationship and the next relationship and the next relationship and the next relationship. And I'm trying to nip it in the bud right now. And how we nip it in the bud is, ladies, I want you to understand where we be coming from. I want you to understand how we feel. Ladies, when we tell you, when you say shit like it goes both ways, ladies, we feel like you're deflected and you're being petty. And you may not be, but we know, you know what we want you to say? I can see that. Sound familiar? Because when you act, because same thing, it goes with men. Ladies, I'm helping men understand where y'all coming from. I told y'all, you know, we talk about, you know, exclusivity and stuff like that. Fellas, women want you to want to be exclusive with them. That's where y'all coming from. That's where y'all coming from. Y'all want us to want to be exclusive with you. Bottom line. It's like having the answer to the test. We both got them. World Series of Spades, ladies and gentlemen, is dropping very soon. June 10th, Wednesday, June 10th. All my Spades players, if you want to get into World Series of Spades group chat, send me a text, 213-358-9861. I'm only saying this right now because y'all motherfuckers be listening to the podcast and y'all be fast-forwarding this shit when I be playing my goddamn, when I be playing the damn intro. So now you can't fast-forward this in the middle of the podcast. I was on something good, too. So now I'm going to plug my shit, then I'm going to go back to something good. Side by Side show is out right now. Last episode, episode 105. If you want a tip, hashtag Side by Side show. Now I'm back to the lecture at hand. We have to start communicating effectively with each other. And the way we do that is understanding where we're coming from. And how we understand where we're coming from is we got to take that hate out of our hearts for each other. Stop being mad at each other. He ain't do it, sis. She ain't do it, bro. We got this. I believe in y'all. I believe in y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. I'm not out just yet. Got one more thing to talk about before I go. The World Series of Spades is coming. All right, now I'm leaving. If you're on my lives, stay on. I'm going to still be here. Keep listening to the podcast. We will be changing the name to Advice for a Fuckboy. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Thank y'all for sticking with me. Thank y'all for your beautiful gifts. Thank y'all for loving me when I didn't love myself. And thank y'all for being there for me at one of the roughest times when my father passed away. I love y'all. Thank y'all. God bless. You wanna keep it real.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.